This is Louis Navelier. It is Thursday, October 9th. Well, there's a few things going on that I should update you on. Let's start with Costco. They announced their same-store sales in September were up 6%. The e-commerce sales were up a whopping 26.3%. So that stock is expected to gap up. And Costco is one of the retailers we recommend. We're immensely proud of it. Let's talk now about gold. Obviously, gold's been going nuts due to a lack of confidence in central banks, as well as governments. The last example of how dysfunctional governments are is France. Now, French President Macron got to power even though his party didn't win a majority or anything. And he has a hard time working with Marie Le Pen, who controls the parliament. And he is now going to appoint his fourth prime minister since last year. The most recent prime minister only lasted 3 weeks. Now, what the prime minister does, they negotiate with Marie Le Pen, who controls parliament, for the budget. And obviously, they can't get a budget through because Marie Le Pen doesn't want to spend money on what Macron wants to spend money on. So France really ought to declare an election because it's dysfunctional now. But Macron is just clinging to power, and we're going to have our fourth prime minister since last year. But eventually, France will implode, and Macron will have to declare an election. And I expect Marie Le Pen's National Party to win. But she can't be president because the EU banned her for 5 years. So her lieutenant, Jordan, who's only 29 years old, would become the next president, although he might be 30 by the time that all this happens. So it's fascinating times to watch what's going on, but this is why gold is up. Now, as I talk to you, gold is pausing this morning. So if you do want to buy some gold stocks, you got a little pullback now. But gold is going to continue to go higher because, again, a lack of confidence in both governments and central banks. Okay, when I wrote an opinion article for Barron's last week, came out for last Friday, I talked about the only thing that could derail the market is a black swan event. And a black swan event is a credit crisis. That's what sunk the market in 2008. It wasn't the stock market that hurt, that imploded. It was the bond market and all the leveraged debt out there. And we have something brewing here I just want to alert you to. There's a firm that collapsed called Black Book Asset Management. They took some leverage bets and treasuries. Their leverage, believe it or not, was up to 11,000 to 1. And you can lose money in treasuries if you don't bet on the right part of the yield curve at all. But anyway, their implosion is going to hurt Citibank and Goldman Sachs. So when they announce earnings, I'm going to be curious if they've had had increased their loss reserves for this fiasco. But there's more problems in private credit than this one. So let's talk about First Brands. Okay, First Brands is bankrupt. They supply auto parts to AutoZone, NAPA, O'Reilly, Walmart. And the good news, they have receivables. The bad news is one of their creditors says $2.3 billion has simply vanished. Oops. That's probably just a warning, but this creditor is called Rainstone, and they operate a fund for UBS, and they're owed $172 million. Another outfit that has exposure to First Brands is Jefferies. They have a credit fund called Point Bonita Capital, And they have $715 million in exposure. So I don't know how many cents they're going to get on the dollar, but this is one of the things that's going to hurt the private credit market. And private credit is a $3 trillion year industry in America. Some of the firms that dominate are called Blue Owl, Ares Capital Management. Another one is Blackstone, BlackRock. And if private credit breaks, commerce breaks, and it would really cause the Fed to have to come in and slash rates, okay? So we have to keep our eye on this. I have no exposure to financials. I don't invest in any stocks I've just mentioned. But, you know, sometimes the tail wags the dog. And if there is a problem in private credit, there will be a problem in the U.S. economy, and it will cause the Fed to slash rates. Right now, we know the Fed's going to slash rates because of the job market, because ADP reported that we haven't created private payrolls for three of the last 4 months. So, fascinating times we're in, folks. By the way, we did get the Fed minutes, and they did doublespeak. I'm pretty sure the Fed will be cutting rates because market rates have come down. They never fight market rates, and the job market data is truly dire right now. Okay, so the financials are going to be really interesting next week. They're going to announce their earnings, and I just want to see, are they increasing their loan loss reserves? And I bet they are, okay? And so we'll just see how they all weather the storm here. Then the week after next, it'll be our turn for earnings start to come out, and of course our stocks will announce better than expected earnings and go higher. So we have another good earnings announcement season to look forward to. We have Fed rate cuts to look forward to. We have strong seasonality to look forward to. So I'm still very upbeat, even though there's clearly problems in the U.S. economy. And the longer the federal government shut down, the more there will be continue to be problems. Because it just causes the what we call the velocity of money to kind of grind to a halt. So hang in there, everybody. You know, I know a lot of people are alarmed by a few things that are going on, but you know, it's an interesting fight, and but we're fortunate that the stocks that control can control their own destiny when they have very good sales and earnings. So I'm going to have a very strong finish to the year, and I expect a strong start to January. We do need the breadth and power of the market to broaden out, though. It is shockingly narrow, but at least we're investing the creme de la creme. So that's your update. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions, but I just wanted to touch base with you today and let you know what's going on. It's Louis Navalier.